RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I feel like I need to make this clear too, Kang. I love the NFL. I love professional football. I have since I was a kid, since I got my first box of football cards when I was a kid, since I watched my first Super Bowl, the Cowboys beating the Broncos 27-10. And I love football. That was Super Bowl 12. There are things that annoy me about it, and that's just the passion that comes out as a fan. Like when we talk about here the inconsistency of the officiating when it comes to, you know, specifically with pass interference, it bothers me a little bit. But everything else about it, there's something to like. And I've always been a guy, even though I suck at math, I love statistics. I love the numbers of the game and going into it. And I saw this come across on a tweet from Josh Dubow. It was retweeted by Ed Werder. But Josh Dubow is he's a writer with the Associated Press. He says, Sam Darnold has the most giveaways in the NFL with 20. Geno Smith of the Raiders is second with 18. The only quarterbacks since at least 1990 to win the Super Bowl in a season with 20-plus giveaways, Eli Manning did it twice, and Ben Roethlisberger did it as well. I bring this up just because I'm not mining for stuff to hate Sam Darnold over. Kang, you know, not a big Sam Darnold.
Yeah, are you sure?
I'm not mining it.
Sure.
If it happens, it happens. If it happens to come up on a Twitter feed and it's a stat that can support me in calling Sam Darnold one of the luckiest guys in NFL history, then I'm going to do it. You know, Sam Darnold lucked into a situation last year when he was in Minnesota and they had all those weapons to work with. And yeah, they had a 14-win season. This year, they're out of the playoffs. He gets a deal, free agent deal, signs with Seattle, and they've got a ton of weapons to work with in Seattle, a good offensive line to protect him, and he's been okay. His quarterback rating's at 99, but he's got 20 giveaways. He leads the NFL in giveaways. And yet that's the team that might be the number one seed in the NFC.
That's why I go back to there is no dominant team this year in the NFL. If I had to pick one right now who I think is going to win it all, the best team at least, I'd probably go with the Broncos. I think they just have, you know, Bo Nix on offense. Good, yeah. Their defense is incredible. Sean Payton and Bo Nix work well together. I'd probably go Broncos, but it's not like by a long shot or anything like that. Seattle, they might be the number one seed in the NFC, and I don't think anyone's really fearful of the Seahawks. They can be beaten. You just mentioned all the turnovers Sam Darnold is prone to give up. Stat-wise, he hasn't had the best year, but I'll say this, Gator, about your Sam Darnold dislike. He's not nearly as bad as you make him out to be. Now, he's not great, but he's not nearly as bad. Look what the Vikings did without him. Same team, basically. They suck. And Seattle, with him, they're going to win 14 games again, maybe, too. He might go back-to-back seasons with 14 wins on different teams.
Which I think he'd be the first player in NFL history to do that. But how many quarterbacks are going from a 14-win team to not being on that team?
Well, I guess my point is you got to give him a little bit of credit, man. He's the common denominator. It's hard to find good quarterback play in this league. And I don't think he's great or anything, but I think he's pretty good. The problem with him is big games. Can he win big games? And they'll come in playoff time. We'll see. Last year, he choked against the Lions at the finals regular season game, and then the playoffs, he choked. This year, earlier in the year, they played the Rams when it was a big game. He had four picks. They just played the Niners, right?
They just played, I think.
That was the first game of the year. They just played the Panthers.
Played. And then they play the Rams the week before.
Yeah. Two picks in that game.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of Sam Darnold. So just, you know, get back to him being he was the number one overall pick.
We have a big game this weekend for him, man. Niners for the division.
Yeah, it's for the number one seed.
Yeah.
It's a huge game.
If the regular Sam Darnold shows up, he's going to lose this game.
Look, I'm not mining for it. I'm just saying, sometimes something gets presented in front of you, and you have to, why not read it? 20 giveaways this year to lead the NFL, and yet, you know, he's on one of the better teams in football. Is it because of him that they're one of the better teams in football? Look, he's not hurting them. You know, he's good enough. And when you combine that with the Geno Smith is second in the league with 18, he's with the Raiders. So Geno Smith goes from Seattle to the Raiders. Now, the Raiders are a team that doesn't have the talent. They clearly don't have the talent. And probably made a mistake by, you know, hanging all your hopes and dreams on Geno Smith. Anyway, 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's go to Greg, who's next up on 97.1. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going this morning?
Good. How are you? Thank you. Same to you.
Good. Hey, back to your pass interference conversation. I agree with the one caller. Make it a 15-yard penalty rather than a spot foul. But I would expand that to coincide with what college football does with targeting. Call a penalty, and if it's flagrant and it's obvious, make it a spot foul, particularly in the end zone or on a scoring play.
Well, then you're going to have to really define it because, I mean, they have it pretty well defined what they think targeting is, and even that gets misinterpreted, in my opinion. I don't think it's adjudicated properly, but if you're going to say if it's flagrant, then you have to define what flagrant is, and that's just going to make it more convoluted, I think.
It's like pornography. You'll know it when you see it, right?
Maybe.
They should write that in the NFL shield. Goodell would pass that, right?
The NFL. It's just like pornography. You know it when you see it.
It's in the game.
Yeah. Pass interference. Uncensored. Aaron is next up here on 97.1. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, thanks for letting me on, guys. Great show today.
Thank you very much.
So when is the NFL going to start treating its referees like full-time employees and making them full-time employees? All these guys that play in the NFL have off-season workouts and OTA and all the other things. But who was it? Ed Hockley famously was a lawyer.
Yeah, all these guys have other jobs.
And an NFL referee.
They all have other
and
jobs.
I'm pretty sure lawyer is a full-time job.
Yeah, no, all the officials have, they're basically all have other occupations. But these guys are, the referees, in a quick Google search, NFL referees earn an average annual salary between $200,000.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
$250,000 depending on experience.
Okay, so let's increase that by a factor of three and let them not do this anymore. The NFL is a multi-billion dollar sport that does not treat their most important pieces like part of the family. Like, bring them in, do this stuff so in the off season they are watching tape over and over. We're changing.
Yeah, but I mean, how much do you need to watch? I mean, you're talking about a full time job, so 40-hour a week job. How much tape do you need to watch to understand what's what? I mean, I guess, and thanks for the call. I guess I've never been an advocate of it has to be a full time job or treat it like it's a full time job. I think there should be pride in their job for sure, and if they're not getting it done, find somebody else. You hire the best of the best, and you hold them accountable to a degree. Now, will they eventually capitulate and make this a full-time endeavor? Probably down the road. I mean, I've been hearing this argument for 30 years. But they make a pretty good living. Now, could they make more and make it your quote-unquote full-time job, double the salary, and hey, an official is going to make $400,000 to $500,000, and then you have, or the referee will make $400,000 to $500,000, and the other officials are going to make, you know, well into six figures. Sure, whatever. I guess whatever. Hook them. I don't really care with that. I just, the idea that these guys would be spending 8 hours a day during the week watching film. You know, there's only so much film you can watch before. Yep, got it. Got caught up. It's like doing your seminar or doing, you know, some sort of at work survey that you have to do. I don't know. I don't know if it makes as much sense for that. I'd like to have a way to hold them accountable. And if it means that they get paid more, fair enough. And but you know, it's more than just a Sunday job, I guess. And they should treat it more than just a Sunday job. And or find people that will find the time where they're not constrained by another full-time job. 248-539-9797. Got some Dan Campbell sound we want to get to coming up at the top of the hour, what he had to say about the defensive coordinator of this Lions team, and also what he had to say about Jared Goff as we continue here at 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.